it's about that time, baby.
My name is Victor, and I'm a winner, and I know what I'm talking about.
And just cause all right, continuing on now, we're going to go to the Common Sense Hotline. Alex, who did you say we had there? That's what I said. We've got Ken and Livonia checking in. The hotline for you, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Ken, what's on your mind?
Well, I just thought it was important to remind Republican candidates that this being Gay Pride Month, that there's millions of conservative Christians who won't vote for a Republican candidate or any candidate who supports the LGBTQ community.
Well, then they're fools, Ken. Ken, then they're fools. Period. Because I get that, and I understand your point of view, but if you won't vote for a Republican candidate because of that, then you're ushering in the Marxists and allowing the people that are radically far left that think aborting a child at the moment of birth is okay, that taking your money and giving it to others is okay, that having open borders is okay, and the list goes on and on and on. Anybody that makes that decision based on that point alone, I think, are making a huge mistake, a foolish mistake, that will cost our country dearly.
Well, the only reason I mention it is because since we are unable to separate our religious beliefs from the way we vote, and since the Bible teaches that their lifestyle is an abomination, we're just not able to cast a vote for a candidate that's pro-choice.
Well, then that's a mistake on your part. And that's a short-sighted mistake on your part, because if you're looking for the perfect candidate, it does not exist. Good is the opponent of great, and no candidate is perfect. But if you vote based solely on that and allow the country to be taken further to the left by the likes of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Gretchen Whitmer than you, well, that's on you. Thank you for calling in, Ken. Greatly appreciate it. Now, I'm just going to tell you, if that's the way you're going to take us, then you might as well just get rid of the Constitution now, because that's the aim anyway, is to shut down the Second Amendment right after they shut down the First. Hate speech and all of these other things. And I appreciate the sentiment. However, in the history of this country, there was a time that, you know, voting for a Catholic was not an option. Voting for a Jew was not an option. Not to lots of people. I'm not equating the two to LGBT, but I'm pointing out that people's attitudes change, and the fact of the matter is you have to weigh the entire candidate, not just based on a single policy, and if you do that, I believe you're short-sighted in many ways. Of course, there are some issues that might prompt me to vote on a single issue. So if that's what prompts you, then remember what you get in return. That's all I would tell you. What you get in return, if you base it solely on that, is a worse situation with worse candidates and worse people in charge than the one that you refuse to vote for based on that. And maybe the person's sin is between God and themselves. There is that possibility. At any rate, I throw that out for your consideration. Let's see here. There's a real estate mogul that's putting together a $100 million plan to save the internet. Frank McCourt, a billionaire real estate mogul, former owner of the LA Dodgers, pouring $100 million into an attempt to rebuild the foundations of social media. It's called Project Liberty, and they fear the power of the huge companies, Facebook, primarily. I never thought I would be questioning the security of our underlying systems, namely democracy and capitalism. Democracy and capitalism, because we need to have some form of fairness in order for it to survive. That's right. And silencing people, which, by the way, if you don't vote for a Republican because of one issue you don't like, then you're going to allow the people that want to dictate what you're allowed to read, see, and hear, and cancel books and cancel culture take over. It's better to vote for somebody who you disagree with on one idea, try to convince them that your ideas are better while defending on other fronts. That's my take on it. That's my take. And though I agree with what was said here as far as what their opinion is, in some ways, you have to look at the big picture. You cannot shut it all down for that, in my estimation. Not to mention the fact that the Supreme Court is ruling conservatively on these issues of religious freedom. Religious freedom is not in doubt in America today. In fact, it's more secure today than it was last week because of the United States Supreme Court, and therefore, might want to keep an eye on all of that. But the impact of Facebook that funds to the tune of $300 million Democrat candidates must be reeled in. Who's going to do it? Ron DeSantis is going to do it. And if Ron DeSantis says he's going to reel that in and shut down critical race theory and fight back against all sorts of things that have been forced and foisted upon us by the left, and yet he says, I am inclusive of the gay community, are you going to reject him as well? Donald Trump engaged and embraced the gay community. Donald Trump was the first man to have a member of his cabinet that was openly gay. Is that going to cause the conservative Christians to not vote for Trump or somebody like him going forward? Come on, man. I just find that awfully obtuse, frankly. All right, we'll have some final thoughts on the program here as we're heading for the back end of the program. By the way, tomorrow, Theron X will be here. If you don't know Theron X, then you must not be living within shouting range of Ann Arbor. He is on Wham 1600 every afternoon, Monday through Friday. Theron X, he's a musical genius when it comes to finding great artists. And he's like a conservative hillbilly to me. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn.